Bible Project Podcast.
EG3, what's up, K-State fam? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is rolling. This one focuses on the athletic director. And real quick here, obviously, we pushed this week's episode, weekly edition of the Triple P, back a little bit. I think I got something cooked up for you guys. Obviously, we got episode 49 waiting in the wings. We're recorded this weekend, hopefully on Sunday, and then we'll be back to regular recording. We got episode 50 coming up on this podcast, so I'm definitely trying to plan and figure something out for that special episode. So definitely that. I had something, working on some other things to work on outside of the podcast, so that's why you're not going to get a weekly edition. But anyways, though, if you haven't listened to it, the latest episode of the podcast, please check that out. You know where to find us, Triple P, wherever you look at your podcast. And we got exciting stuff coming up, at least for the next two episodes of the podcast. And back to the athletic director, Gene Taylor, as I'm recording this. And Gene Taylor, as you know, he's been pretty good athletic director here in Manhattan since his arrival here, obviously. But there's been some, coming off of the basketball scene, obviously, there's been questions about him, especially with him and Bruce Weber, the whole situation. But, you know, the question's been answered. Now, Richard Myers they are going to re-sign. Well, it's already been signed as of yesterday, but Gene Taylor has agreed to a contract extension yesterday, and it's going to be going right through 2026 to 2027 academic year. So he's locked up for how much more? If I could do the quick math here, that's going to be six, seven more years here in the Little Apple. So that's huge from an overall standpoint there, folks, Wildcat Nation, that Gene Taylor is going to be sticking around, and he's done a tremendous job. Now, obviously, you know, driving around here, I live in Manhattan, obviously, so looking at the facilities, he's been a huge part of continuing to build be a huge part of the facilities here in town, obviously, with the new K-State baseball complex, and recently here, the big scoreboard of the Twin Family Stadium, and obviously we're still in that phase of getting the volleyball, all that situated as well. The K-State South End Zone, which I have been a part of multiple times. From a different side of things, from the electrical side of things, I've been able to watch that from the ground up. So these facilities have been amazing from a standpoint, and you guys here in Manhattan, if you guys live in Manhattan, should be pretty damn proud of what Gene Taylor, at least from this side of the Little Apple, should be proud. And it's going to be looking pretty damn nice, and currently seeing street lights same side of town there, connecting the street lights over building it from, I want to say it's the west side, east side, west side. I'm a more visual kind of guy, so it's kind of hard to tell. But anyways, overall though, we should be damn proud of what he has done with that whole situation, especially with the whole COVID situation, the pandemic here, when dealing with the difficulties of that. It's been amazing to see, to still work through everything else like that. So, I mean, football right now, still in rebuilding mode. Basketball is a big question mark there. Baseball team's been rolling here as of late. They're going into conference schedule now, starting tomorrow. Volleyball team has been pretty damn good this year, on knocking on the door of an NCAA tourney berth there. Track and field has done amazing things. Tennis, golf, name it. Pretty much naming off, you got it right there, obviously. And we look at this right here, obviously, the original contract was actually, coming to the end this year, really. Actually, next year, the 2021-22 academic year as well. So, Richard Myers, the president of K-State, extended that as well. So Gene Taylor, and the quote looks like, I want to read something here from President Myers here. Gene Taylor has been a steady guiding force during a challenging time for K-State athletics. He says, and then quote, the trajectory of our programs is moving in the right direction, and he has demonstrated the ability to manage the budget with integrity in extraordinary circumstances. What we just, like I just said, we see a bright future for K-State under his leadership. So that's pretty much what I just summed up for you guys right there. So Richard Myers believes in Gene Taylor and lock him up for another 6 years here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple. Gene Taylor is signing extension to be K-State's athletic director through the 2026-2027 academic year as well. Man, so like I said, everything from ground up overall looks pretty good. So we'll see. At least that side of it's good. Now we can just get everybody, all the teams back in form, maybe for the exception of, I mean, really everybody. I mean, everybody can have that. There's always room to improve, so can't be satisfied. Obviously, there's still work to do in some sporting areas, like I just mentioned. But big news here from Manhattan yesterday, a big one at that. Gene Taylor has been the extension has been made, and it's official now. Gene Taylor to stay as athletic director for Kansas State University for 6 more years. Huge nugget in the cap there for Richard Myers and company there. So we'll look forward to see what happens. And definitely the next step here, definitely for Manhattan, Kansas, obviously, here in K-State, is continue to do well, not just on the field, but off the field as well. And there's a couple individuals that have just received awards for their off-the-field work in the classroom. So I wanted to bring that up as well. So definitely things are on the trajectory here. So we'll definitely see what happens there. Obviously, spring football is in session. The no spring game as well. So Chris Klieman and the guys working hard down there, over there at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So, Gene, folks, Wildcat Nation, Gene Taylor his contract has been extended, folks. So wants to put a bow on that, folks. Again, remember, as I mentioned, we got 2 big episodes coming. Obviously, episode 50 looks like now will be recorded next Wednesday as well. I might have something special for that. So I'm definitely working on that, and definitely we'll be recording episode 49. This weekend, actually, and probably it's going to be, I have another reminder for you guys on next daily edition, but once we have that recorded, it'll be up on Monday, so we're going to be shooting for that as well. So, but anyways, though, you missed out on any of the dailies, I've been cranking them out this week, so missed out on any dailies or any of the great content that me and my co-host Alex Aiden have been cranking out this year, so far at least. Please tell your friends about the Purple Project Podcast Daily. That's me, Eddie Greeter III. I am out for this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.